USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Vaccine approved.
Today, our nation has achieved a medical miracle. We have delivered a safe and effective vaccine in just 9 months. This is one of the greatest scientific accomplishments in history. It will save millions of lives and soon end the pandemic once and for all.
President Trump speaking from the White House after the Food and Drug Administration granted emergency use authorization for Pfizer's and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine late Friday, clearing the way for distribution to states next week. A Louisiana man has paid with his life for killing his 2-year-old daughter. 56-year-old truck driver Alfred Borges was executed by lethal injection at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana on Friday. He's the 10th federal prisoner on death row to be put to death since President Donald Trump resumed federal executions earlier this year after a 17-year hiatus. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Donald Trump has lost another round in court, this time at the High Court. The United States Supreme Court rejected a lawsuit filed by Texas and backed by the president to overturn the results in 4 swing states. This was the second case turned away by the justices this week after earlier rejecting an appeal from Republicans in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. This Monday, the Electoral College will meet to formally elect Joe Biden as the next president. Biden has appointed Dennis McDonough as his Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
He shares my belief that we have many obligations as a nation. We have only one truly sacred obligation: to prepare and equip our troops that we send into harm's way, and then to care for them and their families when they return.
McDonough was President Obama's chief of staff from 2013 to 2017. Biden said he played a key role in improving health care for veterans during the administration. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Skywatchers, this weekend is for you. The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. The spectacle could bring more than 100 shooting stars per hour. Your best bet is after nightfall into the early morning hours, away from city lights. And then there's the Christmas star later this month that will be something humanity hasn't seen since the 1600s. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years, or so, in 2020, the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623.
For the first time in 9 months, NBA teams return to their home arenas without fans to begin the NBA preseason. It featured the return of John Wall for the first time in nearly 2 years, and DeMarcus Cousins playing for the first time since the 2019 NBA Finals. The defending champion Lakers beat the Clippers in the Battle of L.A. 87-81. The Trailblazers beat the Kings 127-102. The Rockets over the Bulls 125-104. The Knicks beat the Pistons 90-84. And the Magic 116, Hawks 112. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.